Now, when we come to chapter 12, friends, we come to a very important section here. We read the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together, and they went northward and said unto Jephthah, "Wherefore passest thou over to fight against the children of Ammon, and didst not call us to go with thee? We'll burn thine house upon thee with fire." And Jephthah said unto them, "I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon. When I called you, ye delivered me not out of their hands. And when I saw that ye delivered me not, I put my life in my hands and passed over against the children of Ammon. And the Lord delivered them into my hand. Wherefore then are ye come up unto me this day to fight against me?" Now this was a jealousy of Ephraim. And you're going to find out, Ephraim, it'll be in that tribe that you have an infection. You have a real infection that led to a defection. Later on, when the kingdom is divided in the north and south, the kingdom of Israel, you'll find out Ephraim is the very center of all of the rebellion. It goes back to their jealousy. Jealousy today, I would say, in the church is back of a great deal of our problems. I think what Paul said to the Philippians, he said, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory." That is, strife and vainglory, which is actually vanity or envy. Those are the two things that cause problems in churches today. And when I hear some person in the church complaining about the fact that they're not running it their way, it's an evidence of the fact that somebody there is very jealous. When I find someone who is opposing the preacher all the time, I know that back of it is jealousy. And that was the problem here. And this man, Jephthah, had to protect himself. They're going to burn his house down right over his head. Verse 4, "Then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim, and the men of Gilead smote Ephraim, because they said, 'Ye Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites.' And the Gileadites took the passages of the Jordan before the Ephraimites, and it was so that when those Ephraimites which were escaped said, 'Let me go over,' that the men of Gilead said unto them, 'Art thou an Ephraimite?' And he said, 'No.' Then they said unto him, 'Say now Shibboleth.' And he said, 'Shibboleth,' for he could not frame to pronounce it right. Then they took him and slew him at the passages of Jordan." Friends, that was a time when your accent better be the right accent. But you see that certain of us in the English language find it difficult to pronounce Spanish words or French words. I remember I studied French in school, but the first time I heard a Frenchman talk, I thought he was putting on. I thought, well, that's not the way I learned French, but that's the way it is. It's difficult for us to frame that. So Shibboleth was a pretty good word, and what they said was Sibboleth. They couldn't put the H in it. And believe me, that was bad. And we find in verse 7, "Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then died Jephthah the Gileadite and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead." Now, Gilead is on the east bank of the Jordan. Now we have three judges that are mentioned, and they are practically zero. They are three vegetables, by the way. They did nothing. Well, they did something, but they didn't judge Israel. They didn't do what they should have done. Now notice, "And after him," I'm reading verse 8 of chapter 12, "Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. And he had 30 sons and 30 daughters, whom he sent abroad and took in 30 daughters from abroad for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. Then died Ibzan and was buried at Bethlehem." Now, here's a man from Bethlehem. That's way down in the tribe of Judah in the south. And he was the next judge. But he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. And I would have thought he would have worked at getting his daughters husbands. But instead of that, he's busy getting his sons wives. And I suppose in the 7 years he's judge, he didn't have time to get his daughters husbands. And he didn't have time to judge Israel either. In other words, here's a man that gave all of his time to his family. Now, that's fine, but that wasn't what he was called to do. There's a great deal of nonsense that is abroad today. I heard the story of a preacher that he was on the way to a speaking engagement, and his little son wanted to talk with him. He just sat down and talked to his son and didn't make that engagement. And a great many people think that's wonderful. Well, my friend, that wasn't wonderful. That man was breaking an engagement, and he was spoiling a child. He should have told the little fella, you can show them that you love them and are interested in them without breaking engagements, friends. There is a time when certain things have to be put first, and I think he would better have served the boy who had just sat down for a moment and said to the little fella, your daddy's got a speaking engagement, and that's important. And you would want your daddy to make that speaking engagement, wouldn't you? And I think the little fella would have concurred. And he said, now when daddy gets back, you and I are going to talk these things over. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk them over. I think that would have done more for the boy than what he did. All he did was make a spoiled brat out of the youngster, as I see it. Now, I know I sound like a square, friends, but I don't approve of this judge here. I don't think he did anything. He is mediocrity, you may be sure. Now, the next one, verse 11. And after him, Elon, a Zebulunite, judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. And Elon, the Zebulunite, died and was buried in Ajalon in the country of Zebulun. Well, that's all we know about him. He did nothing. He didn't even have 30 sons and 30 daughters. Apparently, all he did was twiddle his thumbs. Then we have the next one, and this is verse 13 now of chapter 12 of Judges. And after him, Abdon, the son of Hillel, a Pirathonite, judged Israel, and he had 40 sons and 30 nephews that rode on 70 and 10 ass colts, and he judged Israel 8 years. And Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Parthenite, died, and he was buried in Pirathon in the land of Ephraim in the mount of the Amalekites. He did nothing, but he out-Jared Jared. You talk about keeping up with the Joneses. He really kept up with the Jares, and he outdid him. He had only 30 sons, and he got them 30 little ass colts, 30 little donkeys. This man had 40 sons, and beside that, 30 nephews. That's 70. And I want to tell you, must have been quite a sight to see that man drive out of town with his boys and his nephews. That would be 71 of them riding out of town. Why, if you'd have had a parade of Jaguars, Mustangs, Pintos, Cougars, and all the like, you wouldn't have had anything like that. This man really had a tiger in the tank. And out he goes with this crowd here. And that was all for show. It didn't contribute to the nation Israel. What music? They call the burra, the little donkey, they call him the mockingbird or the lark of the desert. And he can really bray. And that's all that this man contributed. Not much, friends. These are three judges we just pass over.